Welcome to Emotional Empowerment, a podcast for emotionally sensitive or struggling people who are open to learning how to use your emotions as a spiritual practice. Hi, I'm Michelle Bursell, and I've taught therapists, coaches, and people around the world how to use their negative feelings to heal their life, and in doing so, eliminated their struggle with anxiety, depression, anger, guilt, and more. Ready to turn your negative feelings into your greatest allies? Then let's start your emotional empowerment journey right now. Hello, everyone. It's Michelle Bursell. I want to welcome you to episode 23, Emotional Generosity. I know you are a generous person. I know we can think about generosity often when it comes to money and giving, which is so important. I know in your heart that you are such a generous person and you have so much to give. And I don't care what's happening on the external, aka the bank account, I know you have so much to give internally. And we can buy into the illusion that we don't have much to give. And that's never the truth. I know you're a generous, loving person. And so I want to encourage you to be generous in all ways, because I know that in giving, you feel great. And when you feel great, you tend to be a receiver to what is great in life. So today I want to speak to four ways you can be emotionally generous. Because being emotionally generous is one of the most generous ways we can be. And when you do give emotionally, you'll internally feel and remember what a blessing you are to the world, because you are. So I've got these four ways for you to be emotionally generous. These are all ways that I practice and continue to work on. It is something that we can continue to work on, continue to evolve. Some you may find yourself already doing, already good at, and maybe you'll get some ideas of how to enhance that, and others may be new to you. So it's really about how can I spread this generosity from an internal place. And you may have more of your own practices, which if you do, feel free to write in, chime in. I would love to hear from you. All right, let's get started. One way that you can start to be a more emotionally generous is by giving others the benefit of the doubt, especially when we feel that we've been wronged in some way. I invite you to believe that whatever happened was unintentional. Another way of saying this is, don't take things personally and give grace when people accidentally do something to you that caused harm in some way. So I like to put myself in their shoes. So instead of judging and saying, I would never do that, even though they may be doing something that I wouldn't do, I try to think of a time when I did something wrong unintentionally. So the other day, I was driving. I thought I had more time, and I accidentally cut someone off. I didn't mean it, but that's what happened. My car is a bit of a hybrid, so it has this stall when I press the gas. And so that's not an excuse. I mean, I cut the person off. It was totally unintentional. I didn't mean to do it. So I sent them love. I offered my energetic apology. I sent them a blessing and compassion and understanding. And they didn't freak out, but I've had people freak out before, even when I didn't do anything, in a car, you just see people kind of freaking out. So if someone were to freak out, you can also have compassion for that. When I see upset drivers, I feel bad for them, that if they have something on the road that freaks them out that much, just think how hard they are on themselves when they make a mistake, right? And again, send them a blessing, because people who are worked up about the little things, they're super hard on themselves. And so we just want to send a a prayer of compassion. Again, not that we are better than them, because I certainly remember a time when I was so hard on myself. And so we don't wish that on anyone. We just send compassion of like, I know what it's like to be hard on yourself. And when we're hard on ourselves, how it comes out sideways to others, and send them a blessing. Everyone is doing the best that they can. And then try to remember when you were in a position where you were doing the best you could while you were learning and you made mistakes and it probably impacted people. And this is how we all grow. And who we grow into is to remember the truth of who we are. And while we're growing, sometimes we don't remember the truth. We act out in sideways ways where your emotions come out and they are towards others. And we can have compassion for that. When you can see people for the truth of who they are, despite how they showed up, that was less than ideal for you, you are giving them grace and understanding on the human journey. The more we do that, the more I believe grace is extended to us. So number one of emotional generosity, there's no order, but what I invite you to practice is giving people the benefit of the doubt, extending grace. All right, number two, be authentic and real with others. So we all have to put down the mask that the ego loves to project into the world of having our life together in one way or another, right? We are trained with social media to have these Insta-worthy photos, right? And I invite you to put the mask down of the ego, not in a disempowered way where you're asking people to fix you. You know, it's like, I'm going to share all this. I need you to fix me or build me up. It's more of in a way where you can just be honest and real about where you are or what you've been through. Because in this way, you not only extend yourself grace, but you are sharing it with others. That it's okay that if they can see themselves in you and your humanness, and you give yourself grace with that, then they can do the same. So we are saying that your humanness does not take away from your spiritual truth. Your humanness elevates your ability to remember your essence, your truth, because you'll know from your mistakes that you have mistaken something as real that was illusionary that made you react out of fear and not your truth. When we can be real about this dance between our human selves and our divinity, we can better see how the two are one. That we need the human experience so that we can experience more of our divine selves. So we can say with our inner radar, like, this is not me, this is me. And again, through polarity, through opposition, we really know, not in a mind way, in a heart way, in a felt way. And so we should never be ashamed of what we've gone through or where we're at. That helps us remember. And I spell that like re-member, reunite, create that greater internal unification. So shame still happens. It happens to me. But what will happen less and less when you give yourself grace and are able to be real about how your growth happened is that you are extending not just yourself grace, but others. And then we open up the space really for greater intimacy into me see. I'm allowing you to see into me both the humanness and the divinity so that you can see it with you with grace and compassion, right? Putting down that ego mask more and more to be authentic and real. Be generous, number three, with your presence. Being emotionally present with someone can take some doing. It's been a practice for me. It's something that I continue to practice with because especially if I start to feel uncomfortable, the ego wants to come in. So how can we be generous with our presence is obviously try to remove distractions, be present with someone, listen, be curious, ask great questions where we're really saying, I want to see you. I want to understand you. You are important, right? And I think we all want that. We all want to be seen. We want to be understood. And if you really crave that, and I know at one point I really craved that, how we can begin receiving it is by practicing giving it to others. And as we really practice, we will really know what it takes to give of ourselves in that way, what it means to set our ego aside, our ego needs aside, that want to say, see me, acknowledge me. And instead, you're with that person. You see them as important because we can recognize the ego's needs of wanting to feel important is all an illusion. It's our opportunity to claim our own worthiness and lovability right then and there without anything external happening for us, and then offer it to another with our presence. So of course, this means putting down our phones, and especially putting down our phones when there's that pause, when there's that silence. I think we have the tendency to see that as awkward and, oh, the easy thing to do is pick up my phone and feel that I've got my attention there rather than towards this awkwardness. And how can I challenge myself to step into further into this person's life experience or into the situation that I'm in right now? Not trying to flee the discomfort, but being in any discomfort. And in doing so, allowing yourself to grow by being present. So I think it's a big one there. And then lastly, you can be emotionally generous by blessing people. And you can bless people in whatever way you like. It can be offering a smile. It can be as someone passes you, offering them well wishes, or someone comes to mind and you offer them well wishes and blessings. It can be through prayer. The other day I was driving. I've got all these driving stories. The other day I was driving and I was just touched by people. I live on a road where there's a lot of bicycles and people jogging and people walking. And when I drive, I like to really pull off to like the other lane as much as I can so that people can jog and bike and walk and feel safe. And I'm telling you how people responded to this in this particular day. It was full of their generosity. This one guy jogged and bowed in a namaste. And it was just so sweet, so touching. And then a couple seconds later, this other guy was walking. And again, I pulled aside over to the other side of the road. And he gives me this big wave and this big smile. And it's just like, I was just so touched by these people, their offering of a blessing, of gratitude. So being able to really take in the goodness of people, that's what I was just blown away from, like how good people are, how loving people are, how generous they are. And I got to witness this just on my little drive from my house to the supermarket or wherever I was going. And we have no idea how those seemingly small acts impact someone. I love giving blessings to someone also when people don't know. They don't know that you're doing it. It's to a stranger, it's to a group, and people have no idea about it. You are just doing it because you want to be a blessing to the world, because that is the truth of who you are. And so I just want you to know that the reason why we offer a blessing is not to receive back. But again, as I shared in the last episode, the world has no other choice but to reflect back what's inside of you. The more you offer this generosity, I do believe it's reflected back. I know in your generous heart, my emotionally sensitive people, you, people who are challenged by their emotions, you've got a big heart. I know it. I've felt it. And I invite you to practice these ways that you can be emotionally generous, because as you do, you'll be reminded of what a blessing you truly are, despite what's happening internally that can take you away from your truth, whether you're struggling with certain feelings, whether you're struggling with a certain experience. I know how that feels. And these are ways that you can remind yourself that you are still a blessing despite what's happening, despite what you're feeling, and the reminder that you truly have meaning in this world and you can give it in the smallest ways through your emotional generosity. I hope today reminds you of ways to be emotionally generous. And as you practice, I would be curious if you notice any shifts either in how you feel or how people relate back to you. So either email me at support@iiee.training, or if we're connected on Facebook or Instagram, direct message me. I am so excited that you are with me, that you tune in and want to look at this empowered, loving way to be with our emotions that helps us to spiritually grow. And I hope this is a fun episode for you where you recall the ways that you are naturally built to be emotionally generous and to be a blessing in this world. You are to me. Thank you for sharing a version of love that is through our emotions and all that we feel. I look forward to being with you next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Emotional Empowerment Podcast. If you've enjoyed the program, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes to help us spread the message about how to use your emotions as a tool for spiritual and personal growth. To receive free training and emotional empowerment, visit www.iiee.training. That's www.iiee.training.